to sleep now, and I remember the time I answered an ad. I met him in a Tim Hortons. He took me to his place in his very sleek Chrysler. We then drove into the underground parking. He used his identity card, only sticking it in a machine that loomed over the driveway, very near the great marble doors. If it would be raining or snowing very hard, he only had to prop it up against the inside windshield, and the machine, like a giraffe, would bend over to click itself against the car through the glass to verify it, and also photo ID'd the person holding the card. Not much could really get past it, he explained to me, and we slid our way down the ramp. Survival and religion, ego, fine, spirituality, languages so beautiful, fine. There was no answer anymore to these lovely questions. That became the answer, no answer. Those of us who could were apparently heading underground before the conflagration. Above gets worse, certainly the others. When we completed our descent, as little at first as we saw of them, were totally ready for us. The aroma of incense and freshly baked salmon and rice and curry was testimony to that, as were their open arms filled with trays of party favors. No, this was not somewhere harshly sinister, somewhere too oblique to expectations, yet it was secreted, obviously, and I would soon find out the reasons. And I would soon find out the reasons. And I would soon find out.